We just did a segment on the 30 for 30 on ESPN on Phi Slamma Jamma, and joining us now on the ticket hotline is a gentleman who was on the bench for those Phi Slamma Jamma teams. He was apparently an assistant coach. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct, yeah.
And what's your name?
Hoops Washington.
Hoops Washington.
We've talked to him before. I didn't know you were on that staff.
Yeah, I was signed on as an assistant coach to Coach Guy V. Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they wanted me on there to add some legitimacy to the team.
How so?
Well, because I was part of the original Phi Slamma Jamma in the 1930s. Some 50 years before the second Phi Slamma Jamma.
I'd never heard that story before. There was one that far back?
Oh, yeah. There was. It was on the team, you had me and George Mackin. And Slater Martin.
He could dunk.
And Lark Lemon. And George Herman Ruth.
And okay.
And gifted athlete.
And this was at the University of Houston also,
yeah,
as well? Okay.
Sure enough. And Guy Lewis was the coach of that team, too.
He was.
Well, that'd make him like 100 years old then in 1983.
105 in 1983. Yes, that is correct, sir.
Never heard that before.
So when they decided to put together the second Phi Slamma Jamma, they wanted to bring me in to help because of my history.
Okay. I never heard that history before. So what did you contribute to this
team?
Well,
which one is this, by the way?
It's George.
Well, I taught Hakeem how to block shots.
Uh-huh.
I showed Clyde Drexler how to jump from the free throw line and dunk the ball. When he was first starting to dunk the ball, he would get up under the basket, flat-footed, and then jump. I said, Clyde, no. You got to take off from that free throw line and just kind of glide up there to that there basket.
That's how he became Clyde the Glide.
That is exactly how it happened.
Wow.
Just by you telling him.
Right. That he needed to take off from that there free throw line.
The free throw line.
What's that now?
What's that? Sorry.
And, of course, I came up with the original name of Phi Slamma Jamma back in 1930-02.
Okay.
So I had it trademarked, and I still had a few leftover T-shirts from that time and era.
Mm-hmm.
So we was able to recapitalize on that name.
This is Hoops Washington with us. He was an assistant coach on those 80s Phi Slamma Jamma teams. And those were heartbreaking losses in those Final Fours, weren't they?
They were, but you have to understand that they was a bunch of wild-ass young men on that team.
Yeah, it looked like it.
So despite the fact they have a lot of talent, they was partying like it was 1983. Because to a large extent, it was 1983.
Right, sure, it was.
So there was lots of women's and partying and barrel and that sort of thing, and I couldn't control them. And after a while, I just give up and join them.
Oh, you did?
So during that couple-year period of time, I probably grabbed more women by the peas than all the world gynecologists put together.
Oh, my God. That's
like that,
disturbing to know.
I was damn sure making my part of America great again by just grabbing up on that pea.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Hoops, I tell you, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do. And it's good to talk to you, and thanks for filling us in on the history of Phi Slamma Jamma.
Yeah, when what is Trump's going to do about all these Mexicans?
All right.
Hoops.
We're going to let you go, Hoops.
They do not appreciate. celebrate the greatness of the Big 12 exactly like it is.
Oh, no, that's my roommate, Tanaka. He's back here a little bit.
That's your roommate?
Really?
Yeah, he's back here yelling up a fool like.
You tell them now. You tell them I will kill them.
All right, I got to get going there. Right.
So he's roommates with Tanaka Cecily. All right, 8:49 on the ticket.